Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
You guys happen to notice how cold it is outside?
No.
Not at all.
No, I don't think about it much, yeah.
I hate the cold. Damn, I hate the cold.
You and the rest of the country right now.
Right, pretty much.
Minus, God, those poor people out in L.A. who are dealing with something completely different.
Ooh, so I was sent a video yesterday from a friend of a friend who was driving through Pacific Palisades and the entire neighborhood. It's so jarring every time you see it. You've seen it on the news, right?
It's heartbreaking.
But when you have when you're two people removed from actually seeing it and they're driving down the road and every single one of those homes on the street, except one, there's always seems to be one random house where the fire's like, I'm gonna leave you alone. But the rest of the neighborhood is completely, completely gone. Hi, Tom.
Hey, you guys remember I lived in L.A. for 5 years before I moved here, and I forget how many friends I have there. And I learned yesterday that a couple of my friends lost their home.
Damn, man.
And I think you've seen the guy before. Tara used to be our midday girl on the station I worked at with Rick Dees, and her husband Corey is the warm-up guy for Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. Two of the nicest people in the world, and I just couldn't believe that. But I'm seeing friends write things like, I already know five people that have lost their house in this thing, and they're popping up like everywhere. I'm seeing people my friends are starting to say, arson, that kind of thing, but embers do can float a long way and then catch things on fire.
And people don't understand that this is not just one fire.
No.
This is like five fires all coming together at the same time.
And it hasn't rained there in like 8 months, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And it was from the coast, Pacific Palisades, all the way into Burbank, which is where I lived. And last night I'm reading there were fires popping up in Studio City, which isn't far from Burbank. And then you got Pasadena and Altadena. The couple I know, they lived in Altadena and lost their home.
I mean, they literally, when you look at the video, and it's like, there's nothing left.
I mean, it's super, super sad. And, the internet doing the internet things yesterday where people are like, oh, these are rich people.
It doesn't matter.
They're going to go ahead and they'll replace their home also. It doesn't matter. I mean, a life in a home is a life in a home.
There are things that you will never be able to replace. Like, there are things now that are lost, family heirlooms, certain photos. Like, when you think of things like that, those homes were filled with items that will never be able to be replaced. Now, a majority of the people I have seen online who have, lost homes are keeping perspective, like, my family is safe, our pets are safe, like, we got out, we're fine, but we've literally lost everything.
I can't imagine that.
That one, that drive that I've seen now online a bunch of times of people driving up to their neighborhood not knowing if their house is going to be there or not, those just
couple of seconds as they turn the corner and the relief, like, oh my God, my house is there, or the terror of like, I've just lost everything in my home is so jarring every time I see it. Okay, so maybe the cold isn't so bad.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome for perspective.
There you go. I'll take the cold every day. All right, so Mo and his lady were on vacation, and I don't know that I have heard of an example of more superficial drama that has gone on in any one vacation.
I don't think there has been. There was a ton of drama on this vacation, and the way that this played out. So the I think it was yesterday when I told you guys that someone tried to literally buy my girlfriend off of me.
That was just a wild, wild story.
It's one of the questions I think when you guys get to heaven together, you and your lady. Or you should ask God, like, what was that offer going to be for?
I'm going to wonder that for the rest of my life.
Oh, should we bring back superficial questions for God?
I love it.
All right.
And it's why you should take a beat in life, because I immediately jumped up and protected my lady, but damn, I could have been rich right now.
Because you found out this dude was loaded.
Super rich, yeah. Right? And so it was, in a way, I kind of needed that moment, because a couple of days before that moment, there was something that happened between my lady and I where I wasn't so heroic, and she wasn't the happiest with me, because apparently I didn't react quick enough in this situation. And I don't know how you're supposed to react quicker than I did in this situation, but whatever. So we're at one of the beaches. We're doing like when you travel around and go to different beaches. And at this point, we're like snorkeling. But the water is, at this particular place where we're snorkeling, the water is not so deep. It's pretty shallow, so you can kind of move around if you really want to.
Uh-huh.
So at some point, now, there are times in life when things will happen, and my lady's reaction will be a little much, to where it's like, okay, that was a lot. So sometime...
You're calling her dramatic.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to find a different way to say it. But sometime...
Excitable.
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 It's a bit excitable. And I'm not the most excitable person.
That's what you call a bad kid, spirited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And so I guess I can be a bit, even keel all the time.
Oh, yeah, you guys, that is totally polar opposite of you.
Which can really work out great in a relationship, or it could irritate the other person to no end.
Right. And it goes both ways. And so in this particular instance, we're in the water, and out of nowhere, I see her kind of like almost jump out of the water and go like, ah, like something. But in my mind, she stepped on a rock, something like that, and she's fine. But this is just her react. So then I kind of look and I'm like, are you okay? And then she doesn't really answer me. Like, she's just in the moment of whatever's happening to her. And now she starts to jump, like she's still jumping and she's still going. So in my head, I'm like, oh, an excitable moment. So I'm
not my lady is in danger. Something's attacking her. You're just like, oh, she's being excitable.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I kind of mosey my way over to her to make sure she's okay. And then once I get there, I realize like, oh, this is a little more serious than I realized. So she's like, something bit me, and I don't know what it was, and I can feel it burning all over my body.
Oh, my God.
No.
So it's like, oh, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, where is it? Are you okay? I don't know what to do, right? Like,
you know,
I'm,
if she got stung by a jellyfish, what you have to do.
That's not a real thing.
Well, there's the story playing out, because she thought it was a real thing.
The legend is that if you get stung by a jellyfish, urine will take out the sting of it. So you're supposed to pee on it, which we have found out scientifically is not true at all.
I didn't know that wasn't true.
It's not the case.
Yeah, it can actually make it worse.
Which we discovered.
No!
No, no, no. Well, I didn't do it. That's what I'm trying to talk about. I didn't know it happened. But that's what she was with you.
Yeah?
She's like, she's like panicking. Like, I think I was bit by, it's burning. Like, she's like, it's burning. It's a burning sensation. It was a jellyfish. You have to do something. What do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. So I'm like, let's swim back to the boat, get you on and see if, and she's like, no, I read this. I was prepared for this. You have to urinate on me. I'm not doing that. It's kids out here. It's, I'm not, this is got to be a different way. And she's like, I'm not joking. Like, I'm thinking she's joking. She's like, no, I'm serious. And then thank God.
I would have done the same thing.
The guy from the boat hears this and was like, that's not true, guys. You don't have to do that.
You could have got a real shady, like, captain that said, no, I'll take care of this.
No, you won't. She'll figure it out.
Find your video on the dark web with some dude in Thailand video you peeing on your girlfriend.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. I didn't know she was into that. And I thought, I'm like, you're making this up. This is not a thing. But they I found out. The guy was like, don't, you know, that's not true. It actually will get worse. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. So we get her on the boat, and then, like, I mean, it was something happened, but it wasn't as bad as she was trying to make it seem.
But it could feel worse than it looks.
It was like a couple, what do you call those? Like whelps, I guess, like on her skin.
Yeah, she definitely got bit by something.
The guy said it was probably like some kind of sea lice or something like that, and she would be fine. Ew. It's just, yeah, I thought that was even worse.
Why is that thought of that worse than getting peed on after getting stung by a jellyfish?
See, now if you Google it, you are supposed to pee on them if it's sea lice.
Do what you got.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Because we have been talking about this story all week, and we're going to be continuing to talk about the story for the foreseeable future, I would like to open up the floor. Is there anything other, anything in entertainment that y'all want to talk about that's not just Baldoni before I get into this?
No, Baldoni, Blake, let's do this. We are in this to win this. I feel like there is an update every single day. New evidence every single day, new accusations every single day, somebody else taking a side every single day. It is hard to keep up. I need you to keep me straight.
It's a really good lesson for everybody on the outside of Hollywood, all of us included, on the things that go on behind the scenes and the smear campaigns that happen between stars. You know, it's all sort of so hidden, but now there it is out in front.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I was going to play some clips yesterday that have now been overtaken by this new interview with Justin Baldoni's attorney and the guys at TMZ, Harvey and Charles. So he recently did a couple of interviews with Chris Cuomo on Newsmax, and then he went to SiriusXM with Megyn Kelly.
The lawyer?
The attorney, yes. And so that's when he was like, oh, I'm going to sue Blake Lively into oblivion. He said that he's bringing all the receipts on Newsmax. And then I saw this interview with Brian Friedman, Justin Baldoni's lawyer, where Harvey and Charles unwittingly became witnesses in this case.
Both sides tried to skew this story because we've been at the recipient end of that. Mm-hmm. Justin's team, Blake's team, we're on that receiving end. We've seen it. So that's the part I don't get.
Well, I'd say this, Harvey, you know, you just kind of made yourself a witness. So what I would say is save.
Well, that's okay. I'm okay with that because I could talk about things that Blake's team did to him and things that Justin's team did to Blake. And I can talk about both.
You might be an expert witness, actually, and because you've been doing it for so long.
Because it sounds like something that we've seen.
We have seen
for 19 years, Brian, that publicists
that's what they do.
They create smear campaigns.
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
They do. I mean, Brian, that doesn't mean we buy it, but yes. And it's happened on both sides in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni war. Both sides.
That's good to know. But we'll see what the documents actually say, because that's what we have are documents. Documents actually don't lie. People do. And it's important that everyone sees all of the documents that are involved in the case, because there are people that have been destroyed as a result of the allegations that have been made so far in this case.
So now I'm thinking with because now Harvey is like, you have evidence, like mm-hmm. you have whatever they have reached out to you and asked you to do. So we know what has actually hit the news and has been made public. Think of all the stuff behind the scenes they've tried to do that hasn't been made public.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And so
it could come out in court.
Oh, God. And this will be so good for Harvey and TMZ to be in that courtroom and on the stand also.
Uh-huh. Harvey got a little hard.
He's like, made him move a little bit.
He was like, when he heard the word expert witness, he was like, it made it move.
What was that really expert anything?
But everybody in the comments said the exact same thing. Like, oh, my God, like TMZ is totally getting a subpoena for information for this court case.
Why would they not?
Because they literally said on the record, like, we have planted stories from Blake Lively and we have planted stories from Justin Baldoni. And I think that was pretty much everybody's theory as to why maybe Justin Baldoni hired these PR people, is that they probably suspected, and he kind of mentions this in his lawsuit, is that it was more of a defensive move because they knew that Blake Lively's team had the potential to take him down, whether it be a smear campaign or with whatever happened on that set.
So let's take this for a second, right? And then also take a look at past controversies between celebrities. And it makes you wonder, like, did J-Lo do this with Ben Affleck? Was Ben Affleck doing this with J-Lo and their PR teams also? Clearly, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, there must be a Bible worth of smear campaigns going on and documents somewhere also.
Can you imagine in like 40 years if he releases a tell-all? He just releases all of the information. Like, this is every story that like J-Lo's publicist tried to plant, or Ben Affleck's story camp tried to plant.
Britney Spears and her family.
Sure. Mm. All that. You know, it really does shed a different light on it. Like,
you can't believe, like, you really can't believe anything.
Yeah. They're all trying to win the court of public opinion.
100%. All right. Many of Hollywood's elite lost their homes in the wildfires in LA. I'll tell you which celebs you should keep in your thought and prayers on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All the blue hairs in the Senate and the House, they want to get rid of TikTok, man. So this might happen in a couple of days. I would predict it's not, but that would be a real bummer for Cassie because it kind of changed her life.
Yeah, I think I know why it's getting banned too, because it can read minds. I mean, it literally has gone beyond me talking about stuff, and this is what happened recently, which is where I'm like, did TikTok release some crazy technology where it reads your mind, or is this a sign from the universe? I don't know. It sounds like a fun game. So I visited my family for Christmas, and I got a lot of closure while I was there. My mom has stage 4 breast cancer. It's not going well. And so it was a very cathartic trip, and I got a lot of closure, and I felt very different driving back in a good way. I felt peace, and I really felt... As I was driving home, we had to take my husband and I separate cars. And so I had a lot of time to think. And I was like, I feel like I got closure. I feel at peace. And I feel like I'm entering a different phase of my life in a very good way. And it feels like a transition and almost a transformation. Like I'm coming out of something bad and I'm stepping into the next era of my life. And it was a really good feeling, and it gave me a lot of comfort. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to get a tattoo for a while. I love tattoos, but I was always like, they're not for me. I can't pull them off. But I follow tattoo artists. I'm obsessed. My husband has a ton of tattoos. And I was like, maybe it's time. And maybe I think I know what I want to get. And it's an animal that I won't say obsessed, but I've always been drawn to my entire life. And it's a very unique animal. So it's not one that would appear a ton, but everyone in here would know it, especially if you've read the Harry Potter series, and it's a phoenix. It also happens to be the symbol of Atlanta, because if you didn't know, Atlanta burned down and then
rose from the ashes.
Yeah, built again for the ashes. And that's what
I learned that on TikTok.
Did you?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And that's what the phoenix does. It's a mythical bird. And when it dies, like, busts into flames and rises again and is reborn from the ashes. So it's a symbol of transformation. I'm not the first person to have this idea. I talked to no one about this. I've not even told my husband the closure or the transformation or the new era I felt. Like, this is all just internal, no Google searches, literally just in my mind.
As you're driving, this is just everything that's playing out in your head.
Yes, yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? I think I might explore the idea of getting a Phoenix tattoo. Again, I hope it's not overplayed out and not going to be like the new tramp stamp. I know I'm not the first person and I won't be the last.
Don't do the one Ben Affleck got on his back.
Ooh, the cool!
See, here's the thing about tattoos also is that if it's in, if it's out, it doesn't matter. It's so personal to you that who cares if it's a trend or if it do it.
That's a good point. I'm a Libra, though, and Mo will tell you, Libras have a real hard time making decisions,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, the worst.
I've gone through several tattoos in my life that I wanted, and now I'm like, not so much. Anyway, we get to the hotel. We're decompressing in the hotel room, and I open TikTok, and the very first thing I see is a Fine Line tattoo artist's rendition of a phoenix.
Whoa.
The very first thing? The very first thing. And it's like, and then I'm looking, and it's a series, and they're like, here are several different phoenix tattoos, Fine Line, that you can choose from. And I wanted Fine Line. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are the odds of this actually appearing to me right after I've had this real deep introspection? And I can be like, okay, TikTok's really good with its algorithm. Maybe I like some other stuff about trauma or going through stuff or a sick family member. And it, you know, it puts two and two together. So I'm like, whatever. The next day I hop on Instagram and the first thing I see when I wake up is Phoenix, the word and the definition of it. And I was like, this is getting weird because now two different social media networks unprompted have delivered me a message about a Phoenix, which again, if you remember, is a very unique animal. So it's not like, it's not like you wouldn't see it anywhere, but to see it twice in the span of 24 hours after I've had this thought, it's not like, you know, everyone comes in like, have you heard about the latest Phoenix story?
So not only is China reading your mind, but Zuckerberg is reading your mind too.
Well, they can go ahead and pay for my tattoo then, all right? Because I'm getting a Phoenix. But is it a sign or is it really smart AI?
It's a sign.
I say it's a sign.
I think it's definitely a sign.
It's a sign.
All right.
Thank God that Mike Tyson tattoo didn't come up over and over and over for
me. Oh, my God, on the face? Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Thursdays are reserved for us reading your emails that say, hey, boneheads, you guys have forgotten to tell us what happened with blankety blankety blank. So we do the research, and then we do follow-ups, and we call it Follow-Up Thursday.
So 1 week into her engagement, our listener was already facing some major drama, and it had everything to do with her mom. Our listener and her fiance planned to have an intimate wedding, about 20 people tops, on a cruise set for summer 2026. At a later date, they would host a reception for other family and friends. Her mother was aware of this plan and was told to keep this information off of social media, but her mom went against her wishes and then blasted the news to everyone. She even tried to convince our listener to change her wedding date to 2025. Our listener was torn. She's like, should I stand my ground and let this go and let anyone attend the wedding? We advised her to set some boundaries and withhold any future details from her mom. So how's the wedding planning going?
All right, so you're up update about the wedding. So while y'all were on holiday break, you replayed my Momzilla segment about my mother who was trying to invite a bunch of family members and friends on our immediate family member only wedding cruise in the summer of 2026. So I figured you might want an update. Now that it's time to book cruise dates, and after several more arguments with my mom, my fiance and I have decided that we're just going to go to the courthouse with our best man and maid of honor. Then we'll just pour all the money we've saved into a huge reception for everyone to attend. And then we will go on a cruise as a honeymoon alone. This is how much she stressed me out already. We'd rather just do this for us and have the huge celebration my mom wants a couple days later. It's about the marriage, not the day. And I don't want the day slash week to be super stressful. While the guest list for the wedding cruise was small, as a people pleaser, I don't know how anyone plans these destination weddings for several attendees. My hat's off to their patience. Okay, not looking forward to disappointing my mom with this new plan, but hopefully she'll just be happy for us either way.
You're funny. You're so cute.
Thanks, a burnout bride.
Based on your heart. Yeah, based on the FBI personality profile of your mom, I hope you know that she's going to be real upset with this. I mean, if she was the one that was trying to ruin the secret cruise wedding, and now you're saying you're taking away this from her, and she didn't even get to witness her only child getting married. Man, it's a bold move, and I respect it. But there is going to be hell to pay.
So when you do this, and your mom raises hell. You have to treat her like I treat my toddler. So when he has bad behavior, there are certain things that will get taken away from him, right? And he's like, you're so mean. Why'd you take this away from me? And I look him and I go, I did not take this away from you. You lost this. You lost this because of your bad behavior. And if you want to get it back, you'll fix it.
Is that when he flips you off?
Yeah. It is kind of cute, that little middle finger. No, I'm just kidding. My child does not do that. But I would tell. Yeah, well, but I would, if she's like, how could you do this? Blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, I didn't do this.
Right.
You did this. And this is how I had to react to you.
Yeah. If I ever go down this path again, it's going to be the eloping route here. I mean, it feels to me like every couple of days we have a story on the show where there's so much stress around family or planning the weddings, man. That's really young.
Way too stressful.
Over all that. All right, Jackson's coming in here being the bearer of bad news because this is an app that I thought had helped me for years and years and years, and I always thought I was kind of duping the system using it.
I completely agree. Do you guys know what Honey is? Have you guys used Honey?
No.
I've never heard of it.
Once again, apparently, I'm a genius because something felt off about this. I told you guys, I'm not even kidding. I told you about the DNA thing. Everybody scoffed at me. Looked, told you so. So I love searching the internet for promo codes. It's like one of my favorite hobbies. Whenever I buy anything online, before I check out, I go into coupons, retailer.com, RetailerMe, all those places, and I try to find a promo code. And when I find one and I put it in and it works, oh, it's like that serotonin, my serotonin levels go through the roof.
See, here's where you and I are different, because I will sacrifice my privacy and my safety for time. So Honey, I've been using, it just pops up. Now, if you guys don't know what Honey is, it's an extension on your web browser that when you're shopping for anything and you're about to hit that buy button, Honey comes up and goes, wait a second.
Use this promo code.
Yeah, wait a second. I got a coupon for you. And then it starts looking for these coupons. And a lot of the times, I'd say 3/4 of the times for me, it comes up and it saves me 10%, and I don't have to do all that.
But yeah, and so when I came on here and told you guys about my love of searching for promo codes, I think Tommy and somebody else are like, why don't you just download Honey? Like, it does it for you. You'll save so much time. But something didn't feel right, and I never did it.
Well, we don't even know what it is yet.
No, you don't. And I completely agree. Like, I used Honey for the longest time. There's always that promo box that sort of taunts you at checkout, and you're like, man, I wish I had something.
Sure. You say taunting. I say it's like welcoming, like, hey, buddy, I got you. That's what Honey is to me, man.
And so Honey actually really became super popular because they were one of the first major brands that a lot of influencers, specifically on YouTube, worked with. When you'd go watch a video, Honey would sponsor them. They would fund the entire, you know, video, and a lot of these creators made a killing on these sort of promotions. Mr. Beast, like all the most prolific YouTubers that you could ever think of, really put them on the map. And for all of us who are purchasing things all the time online, it's a no-brainer. Why would you not want the best promo code? Why would you, you know, you don't want to waste your time searching for stuff, right? So in this huge sort of bombshell investigative piece that someone else on YouTube decided to put out, they basically tried to look sort of into the back end because some people had, Kristen, like you did, some sketchy feelings about the business practices that were going on. So this is what was happening, basically. You guys know what affiliate links are for creators, right? So creators will endorse products, and a lot of times in the description, they'll have a link directly to a product that you want to buy, and the creator then gets a little bit of a kickback for the purchase that you make using their link. Same way that like a car salesman will receive a commission on a car that they sell, right?
I just started one of these Amazon lists yesterday that I shared.
Exactly.
And I don't care about getting the pennies that I get, but just to share the info, but I just started doing this, so I get it.
Right. And for some creators, that's like a pretty nice stream of, you know, passive income that they can earn. So if you want a TV, you go and look up top 10 TVs on YouTube and they've got their affiliate links all below. You click one, they get a kickback. Here's the thing, if you have Honey, though. So if you were looking for TVs and you click on the link, you look at the number one TV and you click on it, it takes you to Best Buy's website. You purchase it on Best Buy, and when you're at the checkout page, you click Honey. What Honey will do is it secretly opens up a tiny little tab on the top left corner of your browser, and it replaces the creator's affiliate link with Honey's own affiliate link. So they're taking the commission back from the creator and giving it to themselves.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
That's shady.
That's advanced.
That's shady.
How'd they figure that out?
They're way smarter than we are.
Right? Rather open a business.
that is messed up.
Super messed up. So that in and of itself is bad enough for a lot of people to stop using them. But it doesn't. It seems like it doesn't affect us as the consumers. It affects the creators who are the ones promoting these products, right?
Yeah, because they were supposed to get a little piece of that, and now they're not.
Yeah, but I don't know those people.
Right? But the problem's twofold, okay? So a lot of companies that work with Honey don't like Honey because Honey's offering coupon codes for their businesses, which are... It directly affects their bottom line, right? You're getting discounts on the products that you should be, that they want you to be purchasing for full price.
So what Honey side with that one?
What's that?
I said I'm on Honey side with that one.
So what Honey is doing is what you are manually doing, Chris.
Correct. Right. Yes. Yeah. 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 And I'm like, but if you can't afford to sell it at a coupon price, then don't sell it at a coupon price.
So Honey, being as popular as they are, decide to go directly to these companies and brands and says basically, hey, we'd like to offer a partnership with you. And in return, you as the company get to choose which coupons show up to your consumers through Honey. Okay? So let's say out there in those, you know, where you go on those coupon websites, there's a 50% and there's a 10% discount. The company's obviously not going to give you the 50%. They're going to give you the 10%. Honey says, okay, that's cool. So when you click on that Honey link, it basically will say searching the internet for the best coupon codes, but it will only give you the one that the company allows you to see.
Wow.
Dude. Now you're getting screwed.
Dude. Yeah.
Damn.
That is a straight up scam. And so they're
you're still saving 10%. I mean, I'm not that mad at it.
I mean, sure, that's totally fair. But the thing is, like, maybe Christian, the manual work is better because you could be getting better discounts out there.
Absolutely. And do you think too the companies are maybe jacking up prices to compensate for the coupon that they put out?
That always happens around Black Friday too. So.
I think, you know, you've done this enough. We need to start, like, this needs to be a package segment that Jackson ruins everything.
That's kind of fire.
Can we do it?
I think we should.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We'll use our producer, Amber, to represent the entire state to others listening outside of Georgia on how ill-prepared this state is for the cold. I'm walking down the hall, and our producer, Amber's right next to me, and she's like, Bert, I got to confess something. I'm like, what's up? She's like, I forgot to put my pants on today. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Huh?
Hey, I forgot to put my pants on. I got my long johns on, but then I forgot to put my pants on. Because it's super cold in Georgia, like it is the rest. But we're not used to this here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a two-step process for us. We're used to just putting pants on. Okay. All right, so you're wondering how your 2025 is going to turn out. There is a simple way to figure this out.
I saw this trend pop up on my Insta, and I'm like, oh, we are so doing this in the Burt Show studio. So this woman says, in order to predict your 2025, you need to look up the movie that was number one the year you turned 10. So the year, the month that you turn 10 years old, you look up that movie, and that movie is going to predict your 2025 and what you are to expect.
Okay. Cassie, are you in on this? Because I would like to start with you because your 2024 sucked as the year 2023 and 2022 and 2021.
And 2020, because the pandemic hit them pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
I don't want to play this game.
I mean, it can't get any worse.
It was Apollo 13.
Okay.
But they made it home.
Oh, good, good. Just a little trauma before they make it back home.
Okay, okay, but they did.
Yeah.
But they were safe.
Okay, now let's, and that's why I want to digest these to get to the main theme and what we're going to pull from the movie.
Also, 13, a lucky number for a lot of people.
Is it?
So
is
we're,
it?
We're sprinkling a little luck on 2025.
Look, it makes more sense to pull the number one movie when you turned 25, and that was Toy Story 3, and that's the life I would like this year. I want to be a box of toys who don't worry about anything else except another toy coming in the house.
So, but yes, so Houston, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem.
A lot of problems.
No, there was.
Houston, we have problems.
Yeah. Okay, no. Here, this is going to be the new thing. Whatever it is, I'm going to turn it positive. All right?
Okay.
That's going to be my goal. All right. So, Cassie, you just read the most beautiful letter yesterday from your mom thanking the Burt Show fam for being support and giving her, like, the relief of knowing my baby girl is going to be taken care of, right? So, Apollo 13, yes, there was a problem, right? However, everybody back at NASA rallied around them and supported them to get them home.
You're
okay,
right. And the problem is with the spaceship, which is where they lived, yes. Like my house.
Yes. And so, yes, it was harrowing. And what we're going to do is that was your 2020 through 2024, but they made it home safe to their families. And while they didn't get to land foot on the moon, they still got to experience space and got to come home and be with their families.
That's what the movie's all about.
Yes.
You know what? I will accept that. I like it.
Movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very Apollo 13 somehow is a positive feel-good movie. Well done.
All right, Mo.
All right, Mo, what do you got?
All right, so I've never heard of my movie or seen it, obviously, but it's called Waterworld.
I guess it's good.
Is it like a water park? Like, is it like a Disney movie?
Wasn't it like universally panned?
It was, it's a Kevin Costner movie that at the time everybody was talking about how much money he was spending on this. Man. This is going to be a blockbuster. And it came out and it crashed so hard. And it was a long movie, too. I don't think we could find one listener that has actually watched that thing from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, apparently at the time, it was the most expensive movie ever produced. Yeah. It was like $235 million. It basically was like the most overrated movie of all time, from what I'm reading.
All right, let's spin this.
Damn, I'm overrated. This
No, let's spin this. All right, so if you don't know, the actual premise, the Earth is almost entirely covered by water after the polar ice caps melt and the remaining humans have adapted to survive.
Wow. So climate change ruined the planet.
Yes.
Okay.
No, but that's what, okay. And obviously what we're seeing play out across the country, across the world right now, mm-hmm. Some people believe that the climate change is a thing. Some people don't.
Don't listen to the scientists. Yeah. They're a real buzzkill.
The world is burning, literally.
All right. It said only few people survive. Yeah. Okay, that's what it said.
Yes, but, okay.
Oh, well, you're one.
So it's the year 2500. Let's see. The way we're going to spin this positively.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Here, so this is going to be for 2025. I think the fact that this is your movie, you have a platform where you can get people to acknowledge climate change and you can help make a positive change in the world and for the Earth so we don't end up being having the Earth entirely covered by water because the polar ice caps melt.
Man, what a crock of BS.
That was rough. There's a lot of turbulence in that positive spin.
I'll add to it. The entire planet tried to take you down, but you survived.
I'm not mad at that. Yep. I am not mad at that because that's how I feel. So, okay.
You're drowning in water now, yes. But you swim.
Thank you.
All right, Abby, what do you got?
This feels like a very jarring pivot from climate change, but in 2007, the year I turned 10 years old, the number one movie in April was none other than the classic Will Ferrell hit, Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory? Huh? What is that?
that say about your 2025?
What was that movie? Was he like a
ice skater?
Ice skating or whatever the hell that
is? So Chaz, Michael Michaels, and Jimmy McElroy are two titans of skating at the Winter Olympics. The fierce rivals find themselves forced to share the winner's podium when they both score gold.
Well, there you go.
Okay, you're gonna score gold this year.
Yeah. I'm gonna share a win with someone else. So the shower of glory doesn't last long. As the pair descend into fisticuffs and set the mascot on fire.
Who do you consider your biggest competition?
Myself.
There you go. And guess what? They both win.
There we go.
We're getting the gold this year.
It is.
Mine is easy, and you're not going to have to positive spin this thing at all.
Perfect.
No, because it's called A New Hope. It was Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Look at that.
You don't got to spin anything.
Well, of course, yours is going to be the best because your life is the best because everything's going great for you.
I'm on a nice streak right now, but I do know the shelf has. But I'm enjoying while I'm in it. Okay, and yours?
All right, so again, I don't know how to take this, so I would actually appreciate input from you guys. My number one movie, the year I turned 10, in June of 89, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, best movie ever.
That was the one about the Holy Grail, where they were trying to get to the Holy Grail.
I got it. Okay. So you are searching for something. You don't know what it is, but you have to have faith that is there. And you're going to remember Indiana Jones has to step off the ledge onto the invisible walkway to get to the Holy Grail. So this year you may be tested, but you are going to have faith in yourself and you're going to get the one thing that you need to succeed and save the world.
Wow.
There it is.
So it's all.
Yes.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We already touched on this earlier in the show, but just because, you know, someone's rich doesn't mean if they lose their home, it's not a big deal. There's some devastation happening in Southern California right now because of wildfires that are raging at catastrophic rates. I believe 16,000 acres have already been covered or destroyed already, and several celebrity homes have already been destroyed. You're going to hear a lot of names that you've heard in the news recently. Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, their home was reduced to rubble. Anna Faris, Paris Hilton lost her home. Ben Affleck fled his $20 million home. He's currently taking shelter at Jennifer Garner's house. Maybe a romance will come out of this. Maybe
I doubt that.
Ashton Kutcher was seen watering plants on his friend's property, and so many other people have lost everything in these fires.
I saw Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag lost their home. And after they fled, they actually pulled up the security footage and the cameras in their home. Because, you know, like they have kids, small kids. So they have those cameras in the child's room. And they sat there and they watched the blaze consume their home and just eliminate and destroy everything.
It's terrifying. I got into this algorithm yesterday also, and the one that really stood out to me, and I'm not sure whose home it was. It wasn't a celebrity, but it was a huge glass house. And you got to remember that most of these homes in Pacific Palisades are really beautiful homes. A lot of them are in the entertainment industry and a lot of them are pretty loaded. In this particular house, it was all glass, right? But they were trapped inside the house with their dog, and they are recording, watching the flames surrounding their house as the firefighters are coming up to save them. You can see the smoke inside the house and the dog's freaking out. They're trying to calm the dogs down, but they're also freaking out themselves. It's terrible, man. Tommy's friends have lost their homes. Jackson came in here, said that he was worried about his brother in Pasadena, which is about 20 minutes away. It's really, really awful. And I want to also say this, that the firefighters, LA was not prepared for this kind of fire, even though this happens all the time. You've got five that are going on at the same time. So LA was not prepared for this amount of fighting. So the firefighters are really struggling with food, with water. Some of the fire hydrants, they can't even get pressure to some of these homes, but they're having problems with food, shelter, and all sorts of supplies. So
they have to be exhausted.
There are funds out there to help the firefighters, and if you want to do that, we'll link that up to our website.
They need help fighting the fires too. They've actually pulled 400 prisoners out to fight the fires, and this is not the first time California has done that. But they are using incarcerated persons to fight these fires because they are so big and so out of control, and they need help.
But how can you do that with somebody who's not qualified as a firefighter?
It's a loophole in California state law that they can make them do that.
Is that right?
Really? I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel the same way. But,
okay.
But they are doing good. They are helping the community. Like, at the end of the day, it is a fire, and these are people's homes and lives, and so these prisoners are helping save California and save property and people.
I say that because my brother's a firefighter, right? And he is now, for years, has gotten off of the buggy and gotten off the truck, and he is in the training facility. So now he trains the incoming classes or whatever, and that's a lengthy process. So to think that you're just plucking inmates to, you know, throw out there and fight fighters is a little terrifying.
I'm sure they're not on the back of the truck.
I'm sure they're not putting them inside in. But at the same time, I feel like, wow, that's obviously, I think if anything you take away from that, that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
And that's what they're dealing with.
That's, I think, the perfect example. It shows just how desperate they are for help, that they're willing to go to these lengths to be able to fight these fires. I read somewhere that this is the worst fire they've had since like 93. So that's like what, a little over 30 years. So I don't think they were prepared. And, you know, nobody is prepared to lose their home, no matter if you're able, if you have the funds to be able to rebuild it. It's jarring no matter what. So actor James Woods actually went on CNN to talk about how devastating this was for his family. And he actually broke down on the air.
I posted this on X, but Sarah was on with her 8-year-old niece last night. She came out. I'm sorry. Just, you know, one day you're swimming in the pool and the next day it's all gone. But she came out with her little Yeti piggy bank for us to rebuild our house.
Oh my gosh. James Woods, we all hope that you will be able to rebuild your house, maybe starting with that little Yeti piggy bank.
To add just a little bit of levity in a horrific situation, I was watching a clip from KTLA, and they were interviewing somebody, and, you know, they're wearing their mask to protect from smoke inhalation, but they're, you know, you can, it's outside and on the streets of one of the cities, and they're talking to somebody, and they're getting his, like, you know, bird's eye view of everything that's happening and getting his take. And I know who it is as I'm watching it. The younger generation, not going to know. Older generation, you are. It was Steve Guttenberg, who was in the Police Academy movies and 3 Men and a Baby and whatever. And the person interviewing had no idea they were talking to a celebrity. Steve was so sweet. They were talking, and then they're like, thank you so much, sir, for your insight. And what is your name again? And he goes, I am Steve Guttenberg. Okay. And they're like, Steve, thank you so much for your insight. It was sweet.
His career went up in flames 10 years.
Okay.
Is that bad? That was too much levity.
Was that on the outside?
Calm down, Rebecca.
That was an outside thought. All right, Stephen Boss's family and friends are furious with his wife for airing out some alleged dirty laundry on the internet. I'll tell you what she revealed, and we'll get into the family feud on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.